Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, bad slang, food in bed, soccer, snacks, and Jess Hooker in studio. It's all right after this.
The Bob and Tom Show presents yet another edition of Why the Internet is Much Better Than the Radio. Today's episode, Flaming Flatulence. Okay, here's a bunch of guys at work, but they're not really working. Looks like they're all gathered around good old Lenny's computer again. You see, Lenny has high-speed internet at work so he can access the company email. That's a good one. You see, Lenny stumbled upon a great new video site. Let's listen in.
Hey, you guys, you gotta see this. Check this out.
What the hell is he doing?
It looks like, I think he's going to light a fart.
He's got to be drunk. There's no doubt.
Oh, he's naked.
No!
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 Yes!
No!
Yes!
That is
awesome!
Unbelievable.
He doesn't have any hair left.
And now, here are the same guys hearing the same gas blast, but on the radio.
Oh, well. What was that?
I got a meeting.
Yeah, I think there's some cake left in the break room.
Whose birthday is it?
I don't know. I think it's some guy's last day.
Well, there you go. Proof again that the internet's a lot better than the radio. Hell, that internet's the best damn thing going, if you ask me.
Especially at work.
Oh, my God, guys, you got to see this one.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh, look, the ladies of the house are here.
Yeah.
How nice. We have Christy Lee. We have Jess Hooker. She's right over there.
Hello.
And we're exploring. Jess has done the deep drilling, if you will, the excavating in the world of slang terms. And we're discovering some very interesting slang terms.
Digging deep.
Learned a lot today. Learned about the male birth control pill. That's interesting.
Right. But we were talking about slang terms.
Learned about the cow toilet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now we're learning about
being thirsty.
And again, this is a new. If a woman is thirsty for Josh, it means
she's hard.
It means she's a little too eager.
Yeah, and she's starved for attention. She really wants it, needs it.
She hasn't had it in a while.
Is horny in there anywhere?
Or no,
horny.
Well, there's hangry. Which I hate.
That is on. That's number three on the most annoying list.
Oh,
yeah.
God. I'm angry and I'm hungry. Yeah. Really? We'll jump off a building. You won't be so hungry.
Oh,
now,
God.
There's horngry. There's horngry, Josh.
Oh, yeah? What is that?
Well, think about it.
It's when you're hungry, you get horny?
You know, when you're horny and hungry at the same time.
Well, that's me.
So you can take.
That's a snack.
You can take some snacks into bed.
Right. I've never done that. I honestly have never
incorporated any sort of chocolate sauce or any sort of.
There was a popsicle once.
Oh, I hope that
that's going to be sticky.
Did it melt
and
quickly?
Messy.
Yeah.
Were they trying to revive you from some kind of?
No, the popsicle was not.
Okay.
Hang on. Wait a minute.
Top three foods to revive Josh if he's lost consciousness.
Popsicle in the keister. Number one.
Popsicle up the air.
Talking about bringing a popsicle to bed. Tom doesn't think the normal way.
No, he doesn't.
He thinks it's for you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I never eat in bed. I hate that. I mean, there's no food of any kind allowed in my bed.
Yeah, I don't care for it.
Any
either.
Occasion.
If you didn't have children,
right?
I would be certain you've never had a divorce. Absolutely.
Breakfast in bed.
You are sexless.
Isn't that a pain in the ass?
Oh, I hate.
No, it's lovely.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I can't really sit right, and I know I'm going to spill something. And...
What is wrong with you?
There's a purpose for various rooms in your house. The reason there's a toilet, you don't want. Well, I got up this morning. Oh, my girlfriend got me a toilet in bed. It was great. Didn't have to get up.
Okay, so there's the deuce again.
Right there by the comforter.
What?
Breakfast in bed is awful.
Have you ever had sex anywhere but a bedroom?
A gentleman would never discuss it.
I had a friend one time who told me that there was a woman in the hood of a Camaro in a garage.
Pretty hot.
One in early. It was very hot. I never forgot it.
I remember those days.
Who was that guy? Nice car.
just telling you. I forget. I totally forget, Your Honor.
That does remind me, though, it was a different Camaro. This one of our old program directors. Remember the guy that used to drive the Camaro?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, yeah.
Use initials.
A BW.
Oh, God.
Remember
that
Camaro?
That guy?
The red Camaro?
Yeah.
So there's a particular street in this town that takes a very unexpected right angle turn.
Mm-hmm.
I was following him to a certain place one time, and...
He missed it?
Yeah, God, that was hilarious.
Did he slam into a tree? What happened?
Did he wreck his Camaro? Did he go off the road?
No, it's right near a graveyard. He went flying into the graveyard.
Sure, that all sounds hilarious.
He didn't hit any of the gravestones, but God, that was funny. Had to have a toad because it was all moist. You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, God, that was a great moment.
Up there by the...
that way. I'll show you later. We have... I'm sorry, we were discussing slang terms.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, the new one is thirsty.
Thirsty. Well, Josh says it's on its way out.
I think so. It's been around for years.
Yeah. Yeah, I usually use it to reference, like, you know, someone a little bit older and eager and in need of some attention.
I think that's a perfect use
of
that.
Yeah. Okay.
She thirsty.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like that. All right, top five. Let's do.
These are the most annoying slang terms.
Yep.
Okay.
Ghost.
I love that one.
You like that one?
I think that one's got some legs on it.
I think it's appropriate.
Yeah. Okay, what about...
No, wait, can you explain ghosting again?
Sure, sure. So I'm seeing a guy, and I'm kind of losing interest, and so I just stop contacting him on social media, text, don't answer any of his calls. I just disappear.
Isn't that rude?
I ghost him.
Poof.
It is. It's a bit cowardly.
I think it depends on how far into the relationship you are, how serious you are. I don't know. I think you could ghost like a one-night stand, too.
I wouldn't consider that ghosting.
Yeah, because a one-night stand is a one-night stand.
Right. Right. So, how would our friend Greg Hahn handle it?
It should be called the Greg Hahn.
8 years, good ghost. Run. I'm out. Send. That's what he does.
So that he doesn't even ghost. He would actually cut it off.
I think
ghosting is a good slang term. I like that one a lot.
Yeah. What about Gucci?
Yeah, we talked about
don't
that.
Don't care for it.
Yeah, I don't like
now,
it
how
either.
Does that work again?
Gucci means good, cool, awesome. Like, oh, that shirt's really Gucci you're wearing, even though it's not a Gucci.
Yeah.
That sounds to me like something that people who watch the Kardashians would
use. Yes, that's very
again,
much.
Well,
that's very Vanderpumpy. Yeah.
It's very young.
Vanderpumpy.
Very young girls say that.
I'm trying to develop a system. I'm trying to develop a system where if you watch the Kardashians, somehow your right to vote is rescinded.
I have never seen an episode, not one.
Not a fan.
Proud to say.
Some of them seem fairly savvy in their business,
for them. Somebody's doing something right, but...
What?
Well, I don't know.
What are they doing to help our culture?
They're all rich.
I guess if they could only keep more people off the streets when I'm trying to drive somewhere, I guess it's okay.
They're not doing that.
No. All right, number three, hangry, we discussed.
Ugh.
Number two, bay.
Yeah.
We are having an argument about bay.
There's two different ways. People say it's short for babe, but it's also before anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
It's an acronym. So I'm either way, but babe is pretty
She's
annoying.
She's my bae.
I'm not a fan.
Not a babe.
I particularly don't like it if it's short for babe, because it's just as easy to say babe as it is bae.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you got your lips coming together for the second. Right. Babe.
Mm-hmm. What is this? Is this a phonics class?
All right, number
now, Josh,
one.
Josh,
fan of contemporary linguistics.
What do you call, do you have a little thing you might use for a lady that's become special? Do you?
Oh, I baby, babe.
Honey, sweetie.
Yeah.
Pookie.
The basics, yeah.
At one point, I have said, hey, babers. And,
babers?
The, and the quote back to me was, oh, I didn't care for that.
Yeah.
Oh.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Wow, babers.
Just being silly. But
uh-huh. Yeah, I can see how that wouldn't stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did
you almost say darling?
And if I'm being silly in a text or whatever.
Darling.
What can I get you, that. Darling?
Yeah. Darling has really faded out.
I like darling because it has faded out. It's sweet.
My grandpa used to say.
Darling seems very Victorian.
Yeah.
Very
he would say lover. He would. My grandma would say, hey, Bob, or whatever. And she, yes, lover. Oh. And it was done not in a creepy way at all. And
that
I thought
sounds
it was,
creepy.
I thought it was effective, but I think that can go one of two ways.
What
That's
do they
either
call
real
each
creepy.
Other now?
Oh, God. Talk about thirsty.
What?
What? Oh, they both dropped dead.
Oh. Okay.
They're deceased, you see.
Within months of each other because they loved each
well,
other
Well, actually,
so much.
This was the other grandparents who were dead. They died.
Also.
He died
He died fairly young, and then she had to live without him for years.
Oh, how sad.
Want to take it up now there? Funny man.
She could hear lover echoing in her head.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
But there are songs you can use, excuse me, there are sounds and names you can use in slang terms in songs you can get away with. For example, the song Easy Lover, great song. Mm. Philip Bailey, Phil Collins. You don't like that tone?
It's okay.
Oh, love that.
He's
song.
Out of time.
No, my grandpa, he could pull it off. It sounded natural.
I like
and
lover.
Good. Yeah.
I like it. I like lover.
It doesn't.
But you can't,
he didn't say it like lover.
No.
I've always said this. The terms girlfriend and boyfriend.
Yeah.
Even though you're an adult.
Yeah.
My sister refers to her boyfriend as her boyfriend, even though they're both, I think,
right.
on Social Security.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
right.
that's not a big deal. I've never
you
understood
can't,
why
I don't,
Janie's
not going to go, this is my lover, Andrew.
Of course not. That does, it's so weird that way.
Yeah, but your grandpa would say...
Yeah, but he wouldn't say this is my lover, Shirley. He would just she
call
would
her
say,
lover.
He would just refer to her.
Yes,
yeah.
lover. Yeah, it was. Yeah. It worked.
Yeah, aww.
But I could see it not working. For I don't think I could pull it off.
No, definitely not.
Okay, well, let's keep these are the most annoying slang. And we have an audio punchline to all this coming to us from Toledo Television.
Oh, okay.
Jess has not heard this.
Oh yeah.
And it is right. it will make your skin crawl.
Well, real quick, should we hear the number one?
Want to hear number one?
Yeah.
Goat. Greatest of all time.
Tom hates
I've hated
it.
That from
I
day
hate
one.
It too. I Tom hate it.
First,
I
my like, problem is that like of it. Should not be part of an acronym.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It should be GAT. You don't use of or the
and
or
GAT,
is.
GAT
or...
also lovely.
He's the GAT.
He got the GAT, get it? You idiot.
Well, you don't like MOP either. Right?
No, I hate that too. Because a mop and instead mop MVP. And goats are already things, and it's not. Yeah. Hey, where'd you get the mop? Did you win some toilet award? No, it's MVP, most valuable player. It's
custodian of the year. Yeah. This year's mop winner.
He wins the golden mop.
Why do they have to change this? What was wrong with MVP?
Right. I'm sure. Who knows?
Is it somehow politically incorrect?
Yes, I guarantee that's how it started.
Oh God. Okay.
We're all valuable
now.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, some of these
kids suck.
No, we're not. No, little
well,
Bobby.
I'm just saying that's probably what happened.
Little Bobby, it's not for you.
Right.
You're not going to make it in the majors, pal.
When I played soccer, I was not an MVP.
No.
I was just a body on the field.
You were just a P.
Because my parents
yeah,
ironically,
I was.
Ironically, they put you in charge of snacks, which leads us back to the...
Yes, all the other soccer teams having
not
orange
three
slices.
Snacks that you gave your soccer team.
Number one, turkey dinners. Number two,
a whole turkey dinner.
Well, that's the joke that I would be giving these things as opposed to the traditional.
My little 6-year-old, her soccer thing. The only important thing to the kids is the snacks.
Yep, at the end.
At the end of the at the end of the game.
And do you have a whole list of things you can't bring?
Yes. Allergies are always listed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we only got a treat if we won the game.
Sorry.
What? No. Everybody gets treats.
You get a drink and a snack.
Do they?
Josh, you've been kicked in the face by a 6-year-old.
Yeah.
I'll take you to the next game with Finn. When her team loses and you don't give her a snack, it'll be coming just right toward your nose. It'll be your best kick of the day.
Whatever happened to things like incentives?
They're 6, okay?
No, that doesn't mean they're entitled.
All right. Okay, fine. Wow.
Brats.
Okay, fine.
Kids are all brats.
Here we go. Now, you want to hear more Skrillex?
I thought you were going to play the Toledo thing.
Yeah, it was the Toledo thing.
Okay, this is the background on this is a little, I'm not sure I have it exactly. Apparently there's some kind of
there was a test testing going on in Toledo.
Standardized
at
test
at the high school
of some sort, and I guess some of the kids had not done well, so they were trying to encourage the high school kids to do well on this test, so they thought they would speak to them in their own language.
I think this is some consultant's idea.
Sometimes we didn't even get snacks if we won. Winning was enough. Oh, sorry. We moved on.
How often did your team win?
Not very often.
You get those little Oreo packages, Oreo
cookies.
Those
didn't exist when we were
like 6 of them. You should create your own snack. Call it Bench. And it's a thank you.
Benchies. Members of WTF.
It's a bench of chocolate.
TV station WTOL sparked a lot
on your side.
Criticism Wednesday after a video of members of its news crew spouting youth-skewing slang went viral on social media.
Okay, here it is. Now listen carefully. Do you want me to stop it or let it run? Because it's pretty brutal.
Good morning, TPS students. It is testing week, and it's time to slay all day.
Yeet. Stay woke, beyond fleek, and get that Gucci breakfast.
Goals. Say bye, Felicia, to that testing stress. Weather's going to be turnt, right, Chris?
Yes. Toledo weather going to be V-lit during testing week. A hundo P chance of success. You've got this, kids. Steve, how about that traffic? Are we looking
better than we're talking turn, FOMO, won't be an issue. No traffic problems around any TPS schools to keep you from taking those tests.
So get a good night's sleep, do your best. In fact, be extra, extra.
We here at WTOL are V proud of you.
Good luck on your test, TPS students.
So they had to rehearse that.
Boy, did they, yeah.
And that's almost unintelligible. For me, I mean, you can clearly hear what they're saying, but I have no idea what half that stuff means. And a lot of those were in the annoying.
Yep, they're on this list.
Yeah.
The video was produced for Toledo Public School students, never aired on the station, but of course with social media, everything gets out.
Right, and they probably played it over the TVs in the high school before they started testing and stuff. Right. I think that's okay. I don't think that's bad.
We're missing the main point, which is standardized testing is useless and should be banned from all schools.
I agree with that. That's true.
Yeah, those are
the started on that.
Should they have those vocabulary words in the test?
Yeah.
Bobby is Gucci. I can't even use. What's the thing?
That's a Cardi B.
That's Cardi B. She's saying okay, says she's actually trademarking it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Which is, I think some people are arguing that actually a Kardashian came up with it first.
Oh, God. So, are we talking about this seriously?
No, do it for me in a sentence. I don't get it.
Okay. I can't do it.
I can't.
You gotta roll the R.
Kerr.
Yeah.
And what does it mean?
Okay.
It's okay.
It's just the way she says okay. Okay. I can't do it.
Wow.
I can do a lot of things with this tongue. But
that. Chewbacca came up with it. Yeah, we all know it.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Chewie should be suing.
Chewie should be suing. That sounds that sounds like a song.
Chewie suey.
Those are still better lyrics than Susu Studio.
Boy.
See, I'd rather hear Susu Studio again than Easy Lover.
You love Easy Lover, but not Susu Studio.
Oh, God. Phil, I love you, but that one's a turd. Easy Lover's a great song. Philip Bailey?
Who's Philip Bailey?
The older I've gotten, the more irritated I am by his high singing.
Who's Philip Bailey?
He was in Earth, Wind & Fire.
You don't know who Philip Bailey is?
He sings real high like a girl.
No, he sings, Phil Bailey. He sings brilliantly like the...
He came back. He had a big hit, Oh Phil Bailey. Please
come home. What
Phil Bailey, please come home.
The song The Reasons.
Reasons!
You'd recognize that the crap. Earth, Wind & Fire...
Earth, Wind, and Fire has so many great songs.
Yeah, they do.
Except Reason.
I don't remember
it's
Reasons.
It's awful.
Oh, my God.
I will be heard on this. It stinks.
But you'd rather hear this Skrillex?
I don't have
We got a win bag here.
I don't have any feeling toward this one way or the other.
Tell Tom to let that song play a little longer. You haven't even gotten past the intro, which is not a good example of dubstep. There is a huge beat drop coming soon. He'll love it.
Beat drop, Tom. Beat drop.
Let it go, baby.
Let that beat drop.
There you go.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I have to stop playing.
Oh, that is good.
I just got a phone call from hell.
Man, that was cool. You didn't think that was cool?
No.
Come on. This is the studio.
This is good.
This is good.
Lyrically, it stinks.
What is studio?
That's well,
her name.
Name
is Sue, but she's a his nickname for her is Sue.
He ran out of. Sounds like they were testing the melody. You're just singing any nonsense, and we'll just go with it. And they
have that Reason song.
Well, they said
what's
studio?
That?
Studio.
Yeah.
You thought it was a guy. Studio.
No, I thought they were in the studio.
Oh, he was in.
That's probably where it came.
They were in Sue's studio.
I think they were just testing the song.
You have reasons. Blah blah blah.
We'll dig it up when we come back.
I don't
back.
Know that song.
Vomit, vomit.
And we'll have the latest. We'll have the latest Mick Jagger health update when we come.
He
back.
Died.
Okay, good. No, he did. He did not.
Better
Mick
than
is fine.
Start me up. You get the paddles out.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders, ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.